The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And we have a bonus appearance by Larissa Nolan and John Cadell this week, talking about the best gigs of 2019 that you might want to try and get yourself tickets for Christmas if they haven't already gone. Let's race through this. Your first choice, Larissa, please.
My first choice is kind of a girl I've just come across recently called Julia Jacklin. She's in a band called Fantastic Furniture. John, you've probably heard of them, have you?
I've heard of Julia Jacklin solo, all right.
Australian.
Yes.
I'm really excited about her. I think she's doing something really different and she's very young. And she is playing in Whelan's on March the 30th.
Let's hear a little bit of Pool Party. You love your country influences, Larissa, don't you?
I do, yeah, you've got me there. And also she reminds me a little bit of Cat Power, but more for the, you know, more modern version of Cat Power. I can hear that in her. So I'll be discovering more of her throughout the year.
Okay, your first choice, John.
My first is Massive Attack at the Three Arena on the 24th of February. And the reason I'm excited about this is because Liz Fraser, who sung on many is the, well, a few Massive Attack tracks, including Teardrop, is going to be with them. Now, she is famously stage shy. So, and they tried to get her a few times, but she will be with Massive Attack for this tour.
You mean Liz Fraser of the Cocteau Twins?
Of the Cocteau Twins,
wow.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit of Protection. That's still beautiful. Of course, that's Tracy Thorn singing.
Tracy
she wouldn't
Thorn.
Be there, would she, for that?
No, I don't believe
no,
so.
She wouldn't be, no. Okay.
That's a great vocal.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. Okay, your next choice, please, Larissa.
Neil and Liam Finn. Neil, as in Neil Finn of Crowded House, and his son Liam.
And Fleetwood Mac.
No, not Fleetwood Mac. No, not Neil Finn of Fleetwood Mac. Thanks.
He will be coming with Fleetwood Mac to Ireland next year.
That Fleetwood Mac tribute band, as Lindsay Buckingham called them recently.
And then back to the real thing.
Yeah, so I went from Australia with Julia Jacklin to New Zealand with Crowded House, but anything he's done, anything the Finns have done, I've got loads of their solo albums. They're always good, so I'd be dying to see what he does with his son.
Okay, that's
Olympia.
On the Olympia in January. Okay, what's your next choice, John?
Has he not got enough jobs like Neil?
He just loves music, I presume.
Neil Finn.
Just can't help making it. Paul McCartney's his biggest fan, by the way. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. But
okay, your next choice.
Anyway, true to type, I am going to plump for the Stranglers in the Olympia.
They're back again.
They're back again.
They were only here a few months ago,
weren't
they?
They were here a year ago. Remember the snow meant it had to be rescheduled,
yeah.
And I was very upset. So they played...
I still thought it was during 2018 they were
it
here.
It was,
no?
Yeah.
They were meant to play... That's this year.
January.
That's not
then.
A year ago, that's this year.
You said a few months.
Oh, God, yeah. Right, come on.
Yeah. So, so almost a year to the day, they're coming back to play the Olympia Theatre.
No, they didn't play a year to the day. They played during 2018, didn't they?
What are you talking about? You said a few months. I said nothing about this year.
Do you know what you're like? You're like Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn fighting over the stupid woman remark. It gets to the point.
Anyway.
Brexit's happening.
The Stranglers are playing the Olympia Theatre on the 1st of March and I urge you to go and see them.
No more heroes. Oh, that's brilliant. I have to admit. And thank God that's livened things up a little bit around here.
Well, oh, because of protection. Oh, yeah. Well,
we were a lot
still,
of it.
I still think it's the only use of the word ice picking in temporary pop lyrics.
Be hard to find another one.
Your next choice, please, Larissa.
Manic Street Preachers, one of my old favourites. I absolutely love them.
Yeah.
So I think that the Olympia would be a brilliant venue for them. Can't imagine seeing them there. So I definitely would have to get there on May the 12th.
Okay, but of course they're also playing a support, and this is bizarre, to Bon Jovi in the RDS during the summer.
Imagine how rocked out you'd be after that. I mean, it'd just be, you'd have to lie down for a few days.
I would have thought there'd be much crossover between their fan bases though, would there?
Well, the thing is, we know Manic Street Preachers love Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses and all those kind of bands. I suppose what could happen there is that maybe they'd open up either side to different kinds of music that they hadn't really thought of exploring before. But a lot of their chord progressions and stuff, and a lot of their, you know, their guitar solos, they do owe a lot to that kind of music. So I can see that.
I notice neither of you have on your list one I'll be going to, which is Foo Fighters in the RDS as well.
Yeah.
I've seen them before a few times, and I kind of just feel like they're a bit like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They seem to always be here. I don't think I'd probably go and see them again.
Okay, I actually haven't seen them before, so I'm going to go and see this time. Okay, your next choice.
Nor have I seen them, but I'm not arsed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that tends to be your way anyway. Go on.
Yeah. Idols. If you want to, we spoke about the Stranglers, and these are a new era of punk band. Their album "Joy as an Act of Resistance" this year was just phenomenal. It's their, I think, their second album, but they've sort of exploded over the last few months. Britain loves them. Ireland loves them. Vicar Street on April 2nd is sold out.
They're
playing the Ivy Gardens as well on the 11th of July. Tickets from €35.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of "Never Fight a Man with a Perm," but this has language warning. Punk metal, is it?
No, it's just sort of straight ahead punk. It's not sort of music you put on at a dinner party, and why would you? And absolutely, that's the sort of music that I love.
But it's kind of working, the return of the working class hero as well, isn't that the thing? Because we haven't seen much of that. There's not much of that about lately.
Yeah, and there's a band called Fontaines DC who don't sound dissimilar. They're from Dublin. You should check them out too.
Okay, neither of you, of course, have put Metallica or The Cure on. They're going up head to head, aren't they, on the night in June?
I wanted to pick Ariana Grande. Because I really want to see her.
There are so many.
I want to see The Cure. I want to see Take That. But when it came to the top five, I'm looking forward to, these were my five.
Okay, you don't have Joe Jackson on there for me, which is another one I'd love to be at, but I think I'm working the same night.
Rock and roll, Matt.
Okay, what's your next choice, Larissa?
Would you not skip work? Would you not tell Ivan you're sick? We're going along to Joe Jackson. We're going along to Idols.
Emergency Joe Jackson night on, yeah. Again, I'm always going on with this band. These are my little pet favourites. Villagers. But they in the Ivy Gardens, that'll be
great.
Gorgeous in the middle of summer. I was hoping to get to see them in Kilkenny, and it's sold out, and it was sold out within a few minutes as far as I could see. So I'll have to wait till July the 12th.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of Fool.
Like any modern dog, I choose what I can see, from any infomercial to the bodies on the street. Now I keep my head down, but one day I will proceed. My reputation, 'cause I'm a fool, love, for the burden of a promise of eternal life in heaven, of the kind of anesthetic for the journey to where there's no need to worry. Thank you.
I'd love to play more of that, but I'm really tight on time. So give me your other recommendation. And you must be loaded, John, because certainly we don't pay you enough to be able to buy platinum tickets for your other two choices, which is all that's available for the Spice Girls and Aha. Well, what's a platinum ticket when it's
well,
at
it's
home?
It's funny you should say that, Matt, because I'll be upping my fee in 2019.
Go talk to management about that. You are management.
This platinum ticket business, I don't understand this, okay?
I do. It means very expensive three-figure tickets.
But official tickets. But if Ticketmaster have the tickets and they're saying all the money goes to the artist and the promoter, if they have these tickets, why aren't they selling them at face value? If they have them, they're saying...
Well, the face value is 249 upwards for the Spice Girls in the Croke Park on the 24th of July.
If you
and 225 upwards for Aha in
the
Tree
Arena
on October 29th.
That's the platinum tickets. But if they have these tickets, why are they, let's be honest, fleecing people?
So you wouldn't pay that much to see Spice Girls or Aha, no matter how much you're a fan of each?
No, I actually have my tickets for both already, and I didn't pay 249 quid for either of them. That's a disgrace.
Lots of people looking forward to Aha. Would Aha fill the bigger venue even than the Three Arena?
I doubt it. I'd say they would just about fill the Three Arena.
I think they would have. I thought the RDS is a little bit bigger, isn't it? I can see them doing an RDS.
Your final choice,
Oh, yeah,
please.
Sorry, going down the Aha road there. I'm just thinking I missed that.
Stay on these roads.
I have to try and get to that. I went for a classic here. Bob Dylan and Neil Young.
I presume they're playing separately, like
they
one
are.
After the other. They're
imagine
not doing
a day
it together.
Of it, though. Yeah, I mean, like if you're
we're giving away tickets all week in the last word. We'll be giving away more tickets later in the program.
Yeah, well,
I will.
I might enter. So
you can't terms and conditions.
You're banned.
Yeah. Nolan Park.
Yes.
Great venue. July
14th. Great venue for hurling. Would it be a great venue for a concert?
It is a great venue for a concert because I've been there to a few.
Bruce Springsteen's played there.
Yeah. Who else did I see there?
I saw Dylan there twice.
It's great for that kind of music.
He's back for the replay.
Yes, he is.
But the opportunity to see these two greats and to hear them, I can't resist that. I'll have to go to that gig.
Tickets from €100. Anything else we missed out on?
Mentioned Ariana. Mentioned The Cure. Mentioned to take that. I wouldn't mind seeing Backstreet Boys.
On that note, thank you very much, John Cadell.
You want to see Joe Jackson? Last good thing he did was 35 years ago. What's the other muck at Foo Fighters? Jesus, just put on Motorhead.
To be honest, I've been listening to a bit of Metallica recently, and if it wasn't, I'm too old to go trouncing up to Slane, I think.
Rock and roll again.
I know. Thank you very much, John Cadell, Larissa Nolan, as ever.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.